Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Walking in His Word. My name is Pastor Aaron. I am your host today, along with my co-host, Pastor Lucas.
Hello, everybody.
And we are praying, believing that you are having a thankful and thrifty Thursday today.
That thrifty Thursday is key.
If you're not having a thankful, thrifty Thursday, you gotta have it, and it's got to be combo.
I think thrifty comes first sometimes. The thrift, then the thanks.
Then the thanks.
I was driving into work this morning.
Yeah.
Listening to the radio.
Yeah.
And apparently they said the DTE energy company.
Yeah.
Is asking for to raise the rates.
Oh. Nobody wants that.
How terrible. Hey, I got some advice for you, DTE. Cut back on our bills.
Yeah.
Then we'll have a thankful Thursday. Okay? Okay. Thank you. God bless your ministry. We're praying for a thrifty, thankful Thursday.
That's
today.
Right. Praying for that. Come on.
Come on.
Well, today we're going to get into an awesome message from Pastor Tim called Don't Waste Your Life.
Don't do it.
And I was thinking, how many people out there have ever done what I will admittedly say I've done a couple times before, maybe more often than I care to admit. You go to the grocery store and you buy a big pack of lettuce or spinach. I like spinach.
Okay.
You know, greens. You get some greens. You get some salad mix.
Okay.
And you have all of the intention in the world of eating that entire pack of spinach.
Okay.
Or lettuce. And then you eat a salad right when you go home. You're like, man, I'm making a dent in this. But then after a week or so, you realize I've eaten half of this spinach.
Uh-huh.
And the rest, it's bad.
Uh-huh.
I can't eat this.
Yeah, it goes bad.
It goes bad so quickly. I'm like, I can't eat any more salad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I throw it away. I'm like, man, that was a waste of $1.50.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had all the intention in the world of doing the right thing, of eating all that spinach and not wasting it. How many of us think that we have all the intention in the world of not wasting our life here on earth, but we just get busy, we just get bogged down, we just get distracted by things that are good, but they're not the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we slowly realize, man, I've been wasting parts of my life.
Mm. Let's go to the message.
The story of a great violinist. Years and years ago, I heard a story that has lingered in my mind. It's about the great concert violinist Paganini. Paganini played on a very expensive, a very beautiful, wonderful instrument. And everybody came and they talked about Paganini. But after a while, some were talking about the instrument more than Paganini. He came on the stage on one occasion and began to tune that instrument. And it seemed as he tightened a string too tight, the string broke. But then he tightened another string and it broke, and another until there was only one string left. People were wondering, what will he do? Will he restring it? But he tucked that violin beneath his chin. And on one string, he began to play a melody sweet like a baby crying, like birds in the trees, like a zephyr breeze across a meadow. People were in tears when he finished. And he held up the violin with the broken strings and he said, one string and Paganini. What he was saying is, it is the violinist that is even more important than the instrument. Friend, you may be only a one-string violin, but I want to tell you that God is great. It was God and Mary that moved her to do this wonderful thing. She was an ordinary woman. The Bible says in verse 8, she had done what she could. Well, we believe that the violinist is more important than the violin, that God is more important and greater than us. And if God can create a beautiful note from us, if God can use us to do something wonderful for Him, if God can flow through us to touch lives, I want you to know that all the glory does not belong to me or to you, but it belongs to the one who saved us. the one who saved us. Pouring out is our ultimate purpose, by the way. Jesus set this example. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. For Jesus came to lay down. He came to pour out. He gave his all. Am I right about that? Good Friday, we celebrate and we remember and we meditate on the great pouring out of his life's blood for you and I. Now it tells us in Psalm 62, verse 8, pour out your heart before him. This is our ultimate purpose, is it not? To pour out our heart and our life. Is your devotion to Jesus being criticized? It was for Mary, right? They were indignant among themselves, saying she's wasting this beautiful anointing oil. It should have been sold and given to the poor. She should have done something different. What's she thinking? And I want you to know that if you pour out your heart to Jesus, people will criticize your life. They will think that you've wasted it. Man, you could have been this, or you could have done that, or the career you could have had, or the standing or position you could have achieved. But instead, you answered the call to salvation and answered the call to service. And instead of giving your life for yourself, for position or power or fame or wealth, instead, you gave your heart to Jesus Christ. People will say, what a waste. Matter of fact, you might think it's a waste to give your life to Jesus. But I want you to know it's not a waste. The rich young ruler did. He came to Jesus, he had lots of money, and he wanted eternal life. And Jesus said, well, sell what you have and follow me. Well, that'll be a waste. I'm not going to do that. He felt like it was a waste to pour out his wealth upon the Lord and become a follower of Jesus. But I want you to know Jesus will never believe you've wasted your life when you give your life to him. Jesus says, matter of fact, if you lose your life for my sake, what will you do? You will save it. Save it. Praise the Lord. The thief does not come to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I have come, or the thief does come to still to kill and to destroy, but I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You see, when you give your life to Jesus wholly and completely, he saves it. And he does more than save it. The Bible says he then gives you eternal life, newness of life, and abundant life. We're always better off giving our heart to Jesus than we are trying to save our life. The plans and purposes that he has for our life will be far more rewarding than the dreams and aspirations you have for your own life. We are so stupid to think that our dreams and aspirations ultimately will make us happy, and we forget that the Bible teaches us that the plans and purposes of his for us, that God has for us, is ultimately will totally satisfy the deepest longings of our heart. Hallelujah. You know, she purposed and planned this devotion. She planned her worship. Jesus said in Mark chapter 14, verse 8, she has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. So she planned this, right? You don't accidentally surrender to Jesus. You build an altar. You set your heart on God. You choose to follow Jesus. You assemble to worship him. You learn how to count the cost. Jesus gave a parable. Which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to mock him. So we plan and purpose, just like Mary did, to give our lives to Jesus.
You've obviously, Pastor Aaron, gone on a road trip, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you know, one of the basic things you do before you go on the road trip is make sure you've got the directions pulled up.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody these days just pulls up their phone.
Yeah.
You hit that map app and you type in the address of the location you're going to.
Yep.
And then it has this interesting question. It will ask you, would you like to start from where you're at?
Yeah. Start at your current location.
Would you like to start at your current location? Exactly what I asked you.
Yeah.
And only like maybe once in all my years have I been like, no, I actually don't want to start from my current location. I realized it. I think I'm going to pick up a friend who lives down in the Detroit area.
Yeah.
I think I actually need to start from that spot instead. And then I was like, why don't I just wait till I get down there, pick them up, then type in the address.
Right.
And then I'll start from my current location.
Yeah.
It's an interesting question. And I noticed something about humanity, people in general, Pastor Aaron, is they do not ever want to start from their current location.
Yeah.
But when you are, isn't that good?
Yeah.
But when you are trying to physically go on a road trip, you would be a fool not to start from your current location.
Right.
It would be awkward to be like, no, I know I'm driving right now from Highland, Michigan.
Yeah.
But let's see what it's like from Louisville, Kentucky to wherever I'm going.
Yeah.
That would be really.
That'd be ridiculous.
You would not make it.
Yeah.
All right. And we're realistic with ourselves when it comes to driving places and going from point A to point B. We are totally realistic. A fool would be unrealistic.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But when it comes to actually our lives, we are so unrealistic about where we are at compared to where we want to be.
Right.
And we do not want to start from our current location.
Yeah.
No, I do not want to start with this much money in my bank account.
Exactly.
No, I do not want to start with this much debt. No, I do not want to start with these friends. Who are these people? I don't even like these people. No, I wish I was somewhere else, and I'm going to pretend I am, and I'm going to march forward, and it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Nope.
And Pastor Tim says you've got to plan and purpose a life dedicated to Jesus.
Come on.
The first step is admitting where you are.
Yep.
Are you broken, lost, hurting, sick, desperate, destitute, down on your luck? Tell God, yes.
Yeah.
That's who I am.
Right.
I am a nobody from nowhere doing nothing. I need help.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in this position anymore. But until you are truthful with God, the plans and the purposes of the path of your life will struggle.
Yep.
Will struggle.
Yeah.
So here's the question. Just like my map app asked me, it's the same question.
Yeah.
Do you want to start at your current location?
Mm.
Better answer yes.
Better answer yes.
If you really want to get to your destination Lord has for you.
Come on, that's good.
It's been great to be with you today, Radio Family and audience, whoever else is out there listening to wherever and however you're listening to this. Hope you're having a great day. We'll be right back here tomorrow morning.
Walking in his word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger. We'll be right back.